Hey,
see that lieutenant lady.
So that lieutenant lady that showed up. You're good.
Yeah. Well, whenever we have to get to meeting today, welcome Sheriff Hassan for being here. Back to interview for every single pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us in the town council that we will make good decisions that will propel the town forward in a good direction. Please bless all those out there who are in need. Give them hope and faith and guidance and comfort. Please bless that we will continue to receive more moisture. And we thank you for what we have received. Please bless that things will come to us and help our town grow and be successful and do good things. Say something, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So 10 minutes from the last meeting. We also had that emergency meeting to rescind fire restrictions. There's no discussion, those are okay. Entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kane, all in favor?
Aye.
And for today's agenda, we have any changes, additions? If not, entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kane, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, for the business, Sheriff Hausman, appreciate you coming out. Called you just to talk about, we appreciate Tiffany being out here as much as she has. And so, you know, I was asking if you could keep her on the winter and, you know, see where you have budget wise and if you need to.
So, we need more.
Well, and you can report those too or whatever.
Okay. So, with Tiffany, she worked 1,019 hours, whatever for us. To keep her on, all maximize those hours would be about 31,000, what it would be. And I have a lot of guys working a 5-hour shift here and there, just kind of intermittently as they can or want to, as well as Tiffany out here. I went 2 years and didn't have anybody signing up because they put Tiffany on, and I was like, I'll work one. So now you're getting more than we've had in a long time. When I kind of figured out the kind of how to work it, I kind of cut out November, December, January, February, and March, just looking at more of our high traffic and trying to have Tiffany and get the time come in under 25,000 and whatever. I'm happy to try and make it go as far as we can and get as much coverage out here as. You're not uncovered, even though when she's not around, we still have pretty good coverage. Just in their daily routine, they're supposed to be up there and around, walk through the store or whatever. So that's kind of just part of the daily grind for the east side. So, right.
That's good. Council, are you guys? I'm okay. In the wintertime, and it does slow down. What do you guys
think? Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
Hey, just once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to budget the money out. I know Tiffany loves what she's doing out here. She enjoys the time, and I think it helps get more people up here. I don't wanna, she's doing something every day, probably a couple times a week we have people up here backing her up, so she's getting into drugs or DUIs, but she's staying busy, so I think that's good for everywhere. So.
Yeah. So have you got enough money to get to the spring, or where you at?
I'll have to check with Camille. We just received, or when we talked last, we got the 25,000. I had just short of 6,000 left from before. I'll see where we're at and report back and go from there. So. And if you guys want, I'll just I talked to Shiloh quite a bit. I'm not a big fan of coming to every city council or reporting all the time. I end up with the councilman trying to micromanage us a little bit, and I don't think it works out quite as well. And so, but I'm happy to come in, happy to report, we'll be here every month, you know. But I do talk to Shiloh a lot, keep him in the loop. I do it all across the county with the mayors. But I'm happy to just, as we run out of money, just talk to you and go from there. So.
It's good months. Okay. Anything else?
Sure.
Okay. I really appreciate you doing what you got to do.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are a lot of guys out here, just, they're Tiffany. Tiffany's pretty great. I'll brag on her for a minute. And I know they've been spending some late nights out here on paydays and things. She kind of sets it up to have some of the other guys come out, and they're around. I don't think you see a lot of them. They might even be in some of the unmarked cars and things, but they are trying to deal with some of your issues, so they're aware and on top of it.
That's
way better than speaking with Lieutenant Governor.
Will they try to do it this fall, you think, or will they wait till spring?
Yeah, we talked to Tom.
So they'll try to get it going.
2 weeks. He said he thought he'd have it in 2 weeks. I thought, was that?
2 weeks, maybe. Is that coming in?
Maybe, but man, yeah, I
could. 2 weeks from what I said.
2 weeks.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
You're saying it's starting probably?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe 2 weeks for them to mobilize and get here or something. So, hope there was just sidewalks extending those out into that grass area in the middle. So, we'll cut a bunch of the grass out on the north side. It'll be set all the way along there. And then out there on the highway. Yeah, out there by the highway, a whole little mound that'll all be grass gate. I mean, they'll put a little irrigation system, kind of similar to everything else.
They're going to do some like bushes or trees or something, shows.
Yeah, which make a match. Anything else on? Any questions?
Sounds like good.
So we'll have them, I guess we'll entertain a motion to move forward with that, put it out to bid, and go back to work.
I'll make a motion to move forward with the park improvements.
Send it out to bid.
I'll say it.
Motion by Mike, motion by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Town Park remodel project came.
So he just sent over another draft of that. I don't know if anyone else has been able to look at that. But it's got everything moved the way we wanted it. I think it looks great. I don't know.
Did you say you sent it on email?
It was sent out to the council, I think.
So did it come through?
I
know a couple times, but I think the PDF didn't come through. When was that?
6 days ago, I think.
Yeah, 6 days ago, I think. The updated one? I'm trying to think.
2 days ago, maybe updated.
August 28th? Did everyone else get the PDF?
I got one second.
Back to Tom 2 days ago.
Should be there just a second.
Yeah, he
Jamie logged in there as an email. I got it. You did? If you got the updated one where it shows
the AstroTurf and
AstroTurf.
The high fence.
Well, let's see. Nice.
Pavilion.
Sure, it got sent to your city email. Concept 3.
Yeah, yep.
You were listed.
3. Go ahead. I sent you the engine. I don't think you got the place. Just a second. You know what actual turf is? It shows about 7,500 square feet natural turf.
I know Tropic Town got a bid on it, but I don't know.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that a soccer field?
That's awesome. I see it now. I think that was awesome.
Oh, the AstroTurf.
Everything in the around the basketball court, like right next to it, it's AstroTurf.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Soccer field is AstroTurf too, I think. Might mention to him, well, yeah.
Are they doing, like, the lawns that are around the park and stuff? Like, are they doing that AstroTurf too?
Yeah. Everything in that dotted green.
Yeah, should be AstroTurf.
So they ever decide, they're just doing the wood chips again? Wood chip? Well, no. We got it. That's good.
So it just says wood chip servicing replacement.
Oh, yeah. So they're just saying they're gonna replace the wood chips.
Yeah.
We gotta ask them about that.
They're supposed to come up with something else, right?
Yeah. So they talk about that cork stuff or something different.
What about? I mean, would AstroTurf not work in there? Like, it's gotta be okay for kids to fall on.
Yeah, it's gotta. Yeah. I thought they use recycled tires.
That's like rubber film.
I know in the city they've gotten away from all that. It's messy and gets scattered everywhere. What they're doing now, I just seen it. Where was I at? I think it was somewhere in either Cedar or St. George, a new play area was put in the park. And it's, have any of you ever been to, well, it's the same stuff they're using at park. Have any of you been to the All Abilities Park in St. George where the dinosaur stuff is?
Mm-hmm.
Like everywhere you walk in there, it's like a padded, and it's like a solid rubber.
Yeah.
That's like it's when you walk on it, it gives.
Yeah.
And that's what most everybody's going to.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called or what it is, but it's like a solid rubber surface. But when you step on it, it gives. It's got like some kind of padding underneath it, and it just it's soft, but it's a solid surface, and it seems to hold up in the weather.
Well, if you want, we could reach out to the guy that got the equipment from the first place. And I keep getting emails from them that they're doing parks all over. So I'm sure they would know what it is.
So, yeah, we could ask them what they're using.
Yeah.
Well, Tom should know too. I mean, there's some kind of code they have to follow.
Sure. Yeah. I just know it's that service I'm talking about is around a lot of places now, you know, and it's cushy. But I don't know if it will stand up to, I mean, I think it was in Cedar that I seen it. I don't know how well it stands up to like the cold and the snow and stuff.
Yep, no, I agree. And I think they're probably just saying that's how much square footage there is.
Wondering about, I know when they put the basketball court in, they did the tension stuff with the cables. I wonder if they've got that in the pickleball courts too, so they don't crack.
Yeah, we'll ask them.
That's a good question. Yeah. And do they put the posts in for the shade deal? For like all the swing sets and? Or they're proposing shade? Do they?
Yeah.
Is that just like columns?
I don't know.
But that's on 2 p.m.
What were you saying? You said.
I'm saying if you had some later, you could.
We don't do it.
You could have your own drops here somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need to have the dog park, that little walking path.
Yeah.
People are going to love that.
Yeah, it's developed in the future.
That's his level, it's pretty straight out. You're not having this long.
Yeah, go with that and see how it goes.
I mean, I've watched.
Overwhelmed.
I've been over at baseball ones in Bangladesh quite a bit. And they're busy, but they're not like. How's there two there too?
There's just two.
There's two. They're busy, but I've never like seen huge lines. So you might know, maybe you're there probably more than me.
Yeah. No, they just have the two that's there right now. But then in the wintertime, then they do it inside the social hall.
Is it two enough?
They've talked about trying to do some others and trying to get some pickleball tournaments because people are loving this area.
Yeah, so Penguins has some, and Penguins. Tropics is still some.
Tropics.
I mean, they got two or four.
Two.
So, I mean, that'll pull some pressure on us. Yeah. With Penguins and Tropics having
them. Well, maybe in the future, like you said, and Ruby's might be willing to put some in, and we'll try to bring some pickleball tournaments up here in the future.
We could build on top of the diamond.
Yeah.
No, we can kind of cross the creek, but I like it. Option.
Yeah, this is fun. That's how I like this.
Is the land across the street right here the city's or Ruby's? Is Ruby's?
I mean, even all this land is the Ruby's. So we lease it for them. So.
Oh, okay.
The long term. Mm-hmm. I think it was valuable, like, long term value.
Did we? I know we bought some of this town on the line, but. It wasn't part of that trade stuff we did.
The only thing we got was this property.
That makes sense.
I got an appraisal. Pretty expensive. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised.
But I mean, if future, you know, if this does get big enough and we need to go across the street, we could probably negotiate something, I'm sure.
You want to try to ask, like an open house deal, or can evening one time and make some snacks, have people come over and look. I think that if
anybody show up,
people will show up again.
No.
You offer food? I don't know.
We'll make sure Gare's here.
If I have a free night, I'll gladly be here.
You might have a few show up, and you really have a hard time trying to get people. I mean, I can see, like, Irina, the locals that live here, a few of them. Irina, Amina, LaVue, I don't know how big of a turnout you'll have.
No, if you offer food, you ought to be able to show up. I have a lot of people show up, I never thought about it.
Well, if you do it, print those out big. So people can
So same with Bubba. I can use this burner too. So either way.
Maybe over the next couple of weeks we can kind of pick them. I think if you say propose soccer, I'll bring you press.
So I will tell you the soccer club has 17 kids in the club right now. They had a meeting yesterday. So the soccer club is taking off right now. So in our schools. So it's getting bigger.
They were next week with you. We can print that.
Okay.
The next meeting we can kind of nail some down and first off.
Because, you know, we could push it. You'd have the barbecue, or I mean, you'd have food or something over there at the pavilion, there at the park, correct?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, that's what would be. I mean, I could push it enough to probably get some.
Think about it on the next few weeks. Maybe we could go by the time 1st of October will be done, but we could still.
Because is it, if you're waiting, is it holding you back on anything?
Just cheap
on those. No, we're just trying to just get the best usage out of it before we really commit to spending a bunch of money to get it all.
Simple. Yeah, we can have the barbecue there. We can have music going. We can have some prizes. You know, the first so many. Yeah, just something simple.
That's simple.
I like stuff like that. That's simple. That's simple. Yeah, that's simple.
It sounds good. Well, I was thinking that I'll say anything. We haven't had like a real get together for a while, a few years. We had another opportunity to invite the residents and feed them and get their input.
There's our city. There you go. Because you didn't want to keep doing that yearly event. It was fun.
Why?
Let's do it. Okay, there's our Bryce Canyon City community get together, and we're going to introduce what the new plans are for the future. Sweet.
Come back next meeting as mine is, and whatever else we need.
I'll print those. I'll have them printed by next meeting. How many are you thinking? How many you want me to print of those big signs?
In these.
Yeah, like a this blueprint. Okay.
Probably.
Three or four.
That's what I was going to say. We can get a big bulletin board. We got the movable bulletin boards that we can. And then the mayor can stand up and be the man in white and point. Yes! See?
Can't go apart with the cane.
Good. Got it.
Got lots of history when
we put on the can. Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of out of control ones, too.
Okay, let's plan on that. Just real fast before we move too much forward, Tom. And ask, he says, who wants a bid? Will the bids go to you again? I'm asking if they will get them. So the bids will be due no later than 2 p.m. on September 19th. And this is for the show. And then he asked me a couple of items. Work will be completed on or before date. So he's looking for a date that needs to be completed by final payment on or before work. I don't know if those were not those. He's asking, the substantial completion contractor shall pay owner the amount calculated for liquidated damages for each day that expired after the time and duly adjusted pursuant to the contract specified above. So do we want a penalty if it isn't done by a certain date, and how much is the penalty a day?
This is for
the shuttle.
The shuttle, okay, sorry.
I'm fine, just kind of defer it. Here's the deal, you guys okay with that?
Yeah,
I
wouldn't have a clue with it. How long would it take? Exactly.
Well, if you get them going this fall, we'll have snow.
That's right. That will be good too.
Okay. Sounds good.
First wash off our own hands. I sent that bit out to everybody. Did it come through?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I just printed off some.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You guys all got this?
Yeah. See ya.
Okay.
This. I'll just say that this is the reason that I need to pay more attention to what the contractor is putting in here. No way it should have 70 gallon water heater ever been put in that building. Next thing is you never get hot water out of it anyway. Unless you have a big event and you have 20, 30 people who wash your hands, you never get hot water. Why do I want the water shop or shoot here? And if I read through this, you got a good chance. Anybody got any questions?
No, I think it's fine.
If you're okay with it,
then yep.
Are we ready? Vote on this today.
I'm good. Vote on it today.
So, you got this. Did I send it to you?
Yeah, I got it.
Just basically with the water shop and just the discussion I already read through. It was discussed.
discussion through the minutes that we put a water heater, an on-demand water heater, and water softener in the wellness center. And you may have to move an electrical outlet, which we might have to check with Andy or somebody else if you need to. And then you might turn the gas to it and then a fresh air inlet.
No, just that his quote right here is all, like, it doesn't include the water softener, but the water softener, I picked it up, yeah. So we had it here, we had it here ready to go.
You know, is that how?
Yeah, it was. I had it right here.
Just so we can.
Yep. The total for that with the parts to install it and some salt for it was $6,792.
What was it? Sorry.
That's the water softener, parts to install it, and then like 10 bags of pellets.
Okay. What was the cost though? I didn't.
The
I didn't tell you fast enough.
The cost was $679.82.
Okay.
And it's in the bill, the receipt.
Oh, in Divvy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I put notes with it.
You got the notes? Here you go. Okay.
Okay. Discussion, we'll entertain a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we go forward with the water heater and softener install.
Or
with the water softener not to exceed 5,000.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Adopt resolution to cancel the general election. This will be resolutions 2025. I guess we'll be able to sign those.
Yeah, so we'll declare Reuben Shiloh Syrett as the mayor, Michael Stevens as council member, and Gary Syrett as council member for another 4 years.
Do we have to go in and make it? I can't remember what you said about the profile thing. Do we need to go in and make one?
You can, I think, if you got that link. But you have to get this.
I keep getting emails about it.
Okay, then go set it up.
Okay.
I did mine.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not required, but if you're still getting that link, you can do it. But you have to have that specialized link from them to do it. So anyways, you have to adopt a resolution to cancel the general election.
What's your motion?
Oh, I might have. I had to upload a picture or something today.
Yeah, I think they make you do a picture now. You used to be able to not have a picture, but. But the way I understand them is they will take them down anyways if there's not a general election. So there's kind of that gap there that it just doesn't make sense. But. And then I'll need your financial contribution forms by October 7th, I think.
We have to wait till then, or
that I don't know. They keep asking that question. People are like,
"Did you send them out?"
The financial ones. They should have been attached to your other forms, but I can send them out.
Okay. Yeah, if you would mind that.
Yeah.
But by October 7th.
October 7th. So yeah, I'll send you a reminder on those. You spend a lot of money.
Okay, thanks for that. Entertain a motion to adopt the resolution 2025-2, canceling our interim election.
Motion to adopt the resolution 2025-2, cancel the general elections.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And item F, Rush Valley donation. I sent that to Cam. He's going to send them all out to everybody who knows that. For the, yeah. Rush Valley, right? Kind of Rush Valley Mahomes.
Yeah.
reaching out on behalf of Rice Valley and the elementary band program. As you know, Rice Valley has always taken great pride in supporting the youth. And we're excited to continue that tradition through a band sports team this season. Our program provides local elementary and middle school age students with a valuable opportunity to develop athletic skills, teamwork, and confidence, all while building a strong sense of community and school spirit. Powered to make this possible, we allow to support local businesses like yours. We're currently seeking sponsors for the 2025-26 season to help cover costs for uniform equipment, travel, and tournament fees for our cross-country basketball, volleyball, wrestling, and baseball teams. Your support would directly impact the youth of the area, allowing more students to participate and experience the benefits of team sports. So you have a gold sponsor for $500 and a silver sponsor for $250. So your business local, gold, your business local, feature on all Rice Valley Band for Sports shirts. Your business local will be displayed at Rice Valley League baseball field and the school gymnasium's recognition on social media and local league events. Looks like for the silver, you'll be local in the sports shirts. That's the only difference. The sponsoring not only need positive exposure to this, but also make a meaningful difference in the lives of our young athletes and show our support for the future of Rice Valley. If you're interested in partnering with us or would like more information, we'd love to connect. Thank you for considering this opportunity to support local youth and show pride in the community. Submitted by October 1st. Comments?
So I did get the opportunity to help with the band group. A couple weeks ago, we did a couple of the concessions that they had open, so they are trying to do as much as they can with the kids to get them involved, as well as these donations. So I think it's a great thing.
Any other? You guys okay to vote on today?
Yeah.
Entertain a motion on supporting the Rice Valley Band. You guys make a motion whether gold or silver.
I'll make a motion we support with the gold sponsor.
Second. Motion by Gary, second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Mike, I'll just hand that around to you. It's got something. Any opposed on that? I can't recall. Okay. Department reports. I do have the partnership meeting in the park coming up on the 18th at 6 p.m. You guys are invited if anybody wants to go. Can't remember. Kelly Wood, is that who's over at the town meeting? I don't know much about it. Kelly Wood, is that who's over at the meeting now?
Oh, yeah.
It's the park. You're welcome to go all the way up to it. Sounds like they'll have a quarterly set monthly like they used to, but hopefully, things will turn around for that. And I don't think I have anything else.
Well, maybe along with that, boy, if there's ever a time we need to get that thing mobile, it's right now, because gateway communities are getting a lot of publicity about how bad business is. I mean, it is, you know, the visitation, and I just saw an article and printed it off quick, but we're not as bad as most of them.
Yeah.
But Bryce is down 8% in traffic count.
Is that off there?
Yeah, that's what they're reporting. Ours probably show higher because we're using the road numbers.
Yeah.
But
that's curious.
Glen Canyon's off 20%, and Grand Canyon now is a total mess because of the north rim.
Yeah.
So, if there's ever, and there, this article's talking about Springdale and Torrey and Knapp and how bad they're, and Tucson down the south rim, they're really frantic. So, getting that relationship built sending out.
Yeah.
Just bad, and you know, they're going to be frustrated about their staff reductions and providing services. So I think, you know, we met Gail the other day and talked about this, and he felt like if we could get more of the town board members to go, I mean, he's talking the whole area to these meetings. It's only quarterly, but they'll see that there's real serious interest. And they're in the evening, so Gary, there's another evening.
I'll go.
But maybe we should send out a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it the 18th?
18th, yeah.
It's 6 o'clock. So I think, you know, we used to do those and just do them, but with all these issues going on.
Good. You got anything else, Gene?
No.
Gary, you got anything?
Nope. Just the shuttles are cut. They're getting up down there. I think it's going to be awesome.
Tanner? Mike? Deanna?
I was going to say, if a bunch of us want to go on this meeting, we can meet and jump in.
Sure.
One of the HR vans, Suburban, whatever, and just going out.
Good. Yeah.
I'll plan on going.
I think I plan on going for Tropic.
Probably go.
We ought to talk it up in Tropic too.
Yeah, I.
Yeah.
It's been discussed a little. So.
This, yeah. It's probably all political, but.
Yeah,
probably should still really get behind it.
Sure. I think, I went for a while, and when it kind of fizzled out, it came down to up there. You met looking at, not looking, but you met with Jim Ireland and, you know, a couple of people, but you just, nobody ever showed up to it. Basically, it was Ruby's Breast Agency and the shuttle would go up there and meet with them, and they just didn't show up. Sometimes they're boring, but it was always interesting to hear, you know, Michelle's perspective versus theirs and ours. And I think it's a great opportunity to at least build relationships, and hopefully we can get that and it'll be better. So.
Well, I think, is everybody aware that this has come down from the department secretary?
So yeah, Gary was with me when we watched that original video from.
It seems silly that they're asking us to do what we were trying to do in the first place.
Yeah. Should we get them off? So did you get them?
I am registered for the UBLA conference in October. It'll be in Ogden. So okay. I will go get some hours that I'm slacking on. So.
Good. Thanks for doing that for us.
Yeah.
Camp?
The park, let's see if there's talk about it. So,
Sean,
yeah,
did you hear back from Fallon on those banners she was going to get? That's the end of this month, and it's the last week of this month.
Yeah, I heard.
That's the state tourism conference, will be here, and that's a pretty big deal for our area, is it?
Yeah, yeah, she said she did. The other one was the America 250 or something. Do you know if they're doing those again? Have you heard, or is it maybe later on?
Sure.
God, I don't remember. I'm just curious.
So, what are the banners that Fallon is supposed to be getting us?
Well, I think Fallon was ordered.
What are they saying? What are they ordered?
Tourism.
For the tourism.
The big tourism conference that's coming to Ruby's.
So, we get them now, get the deal.
It'll just, it's not all on us to put them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be nothing as soon as she gets into us. We know, so. Yep. Okay. Anything on planning commission? Financials? And
that all the sixth grade needs from us is 200, or is
it's
that?
That's all the, what's on the bill.
Really?
That's for prevention coalition.
Oh, the coalition. Okay, sorry. I thought that was like, oh, that was like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, they do a lot of grants in the year.
And also the one to the high school, the $5,000.
That's for prevention. Are they planning on coming this fall sometime to do a cemetery?
Yeah. I think they, well, last I heard, they got the monuments, and so I think they're just pouring out their stuff. So, yeah, they should be coming to do it very soon. Like, yeah, if I ever give you Kay's number, I'll give you Kay's number. You reach out, and just so who's on it, so Kay's the one who's from Jonesville, that kind of organizes it.
The survey stuff?
Yeah, I have it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, okay, I have it. Okay, mind me after I'll send it to you.
Okay.
That way you can come, let you know he's coming.
Okay.
If we need to move first.
Right. That's one of the things, he's like, all I know, we're going to be here, so I can make sure it's cut short so they can work with it better.
I think so the budget will come out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I should have had it emailed out early.
That's okay.
Yeah, they'll email out on the 5th.
Everything else okay? Finances and
personal experience? I think so. Nothing's been flagged in the audit yet, so. Did I tell you that the audit, they started it early this year? So, have we seen bills for that? I don't know if you're looking. So they're working on an audit right now.
Okay. And the other, everybody gets the credit card purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Email, make sure you look through those. I reviewed those. There were a couple of names that had a comment or didn't say it anyway. He filled me in on it, so. They're awesome.
Cindy and I talked, she explained why, like you guys only see the amount, and if I put a note in, you don't, like, when I put category and whatever else, like, you don't see that, like she does. So, if I don't put a note, an actual note, then you just see the charge, and you're just like, what's this?
Yeah.
Or she can see, like, say, splash on the center, this or that, you guys don't see that. So, yeah, I'll start adding actual notes to...
Usually you're all on there.
Yeah.
Going, like, two,
three, yeah. Three.
Okay. All right. Entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?